You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 82, where I'm going to interview a working mom. So if you're a working mom, or rather a mom working outside of the home and trying to juggle all the demands from that, running a family and a household and trying to build a successful network marketing business, then today's show is for you. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome to today's show, and I am Jackie Ulmer, and today I'm interviewing Paula McKinney from Oklahoma City. She's a full-time dental hygienist, and so she's a working mom working outside the home. We're all working moms. She's homeschooling her three boys, living in the country with limited internet, and building a network marketing business. Paula and I met online quite a few years back and finally met live at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals event in Dallas, 2013. She has an amazing work ethic, and while she's not yet reached that point in her business where she can leave her full-time job, she's committed to it, and she has some great tips to share with you on how she blends it all together and how you can too. If you're looking for coaching to take your business up a success notch or two, visit my Inner Circle Coaching Program and learn how to get coached by me, jackieulmer.com/coach. And show notes with all the resources can be found at jackieulmer.com/082. So let's welcome Paula, and we're gonna cover some different things on how she builds the business. And I know that you're going to love the tips and information that she has to share with you so that you can take note and either use these yourself or share them with your team who may be struggling. So here's Paula.
So welcome to the call, Paula McKinney. So glad to have you on today's show.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm so glad to be here. It's always great talking to you.
Well, I think you have a wonderful story, and my real goal with this show, as I kind of shared as I introduced you, is to really showcase for working moms, working dads, anybody who's in that mode of getting it launched, getting it started, making it happen, and feeling like, oh my gosh, there's just no way to do this unless I'm working the business full time. You know, I have a full time job, and I have kids and a family and all that other stuff, and I just thought there's no better person, someone who works full time, you know, has three very active boys who are involved in sports and different things, someone who homeschools. You know, you've really got every reason to make every excuse in the book, and yet you don't, and you stay very consistent. So I know that your story is really going to inspire a lot of people today.
You know, I hope so. I know there's a lot of people out there like me, and a lot of people who actually quit because of those, you know, quote, excuses. So I do hope that it inspires somebody.
Well, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about Paula McKinney and your background and all of that before network marketing came on the scene.
Well, I've been in dentistry for over 20 years. I'm a dental hygienist, and I've worked, you know, anywhere from one day a week to full time. So I've been able to weave that, you know, career into my life as I needed it. And when I first had my, well, actually before I had my first child, I knew that I wanted to homeschool. I went to a public school. I didn't feel like I, you know, had gotten all the education that I needed. And so we had our first child, and I jumped right in and homeschooled and did that for about 6 years. And my husband worked. And so then he actually was in with a corporation, and they decided to cut back. And we had actually had two more children by then, and we had decided that, and I had actually gotten offered a full-time job in the meantime, and so we decided to switch. So he was going to be the stay-at-home dad, and he was going to homeschool, and I was going to, you know, go to work full-time. And shortly thereafter, actually I was at a park with some homeschool friends, and my the lady who actually delivered my second child, she's an OBGYN, she worked part-time and homeschooled her children too. And she was trying to look, you know, she was looking for a way to actually make some money from home, and because she wanted to continue homeschooling her children too. And
okay, hang on. Let me stop you right there. This is your OBGYN.
Yes.
And the reason I stopped is because it's so funny because, and I didn't mean to interrupt you or cut you off, and I hope I didn't interrupt your train of thought. But
no,
I like
not at all.
You know, on these points, and the thing that's so key about that is, you know, I mean, that would be a person that's on a chicken list. So, and I don't know for sure where you're going with the story, and so maybe I interrupted too soon, and I apologize if I did. But the point is, this is a person who was looking. This is a person highly educated, making a great income, doing what a lot of people would assume that, you know, oh, this person wouldn't be interested in network marketing, and maybe she isn't or wasn't. I know we'll get into that. But she was looking and open and was communicating that. So, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. She was not looking, you know, she did have a full-time career and she loved it, but she wanted to homeschool her children. She thought that was more important and she was looking for a way. And so she jumped into a company and actually introduced me at the park. She said, "Are you open?" She goes, "I know you just started a brand new job." And she actually was scared to ask me because I had just started a job and I'd loved it. But she opened her mouth and she asked me, and I said, "Actually, yeah, I am. You know, I did love my job. I still love my job in dentistry. But I, you know, my husband had just come home. I had been homeschooling my children for 6 years, and I wanted to continue that. And so I did talk to my husband about it, and I decided that I wanted to do that. I knew it was going to take some time. And so I, you know, jumped in, and our whole goal was actually for both of us to be home and homeschooling our children and, you know, and doing it together. So that's
okay,
how I was going to do.
Did you know about network marketing? Had you ever heard of network marketing, been introduced? Tell us that story.
I my mom actually had done some in the 70s, you know, in the 80s. And it was very, very short-lived. I knew, you know, it was a product that you could sell directly. But that's really all I knew about it. I didn't know anything about the business model, kind of how it worked. And I just knew that there were people out there making lots and lots of money from it, and I didn't know how to do it. I had no idea about business. I came from a science background, from employee background, so I definitely was very green about it. But I just knew that the money was there. So I, you know, and she made it. She was a legitimate person who was smart, and she she introduced it to me, so I was very open.
Wow, that's awesome. So what happened? Did you have raging success right off the bat? Did you
were you coachable?
Tell us a little bit about those early days.
Yeah. Well, it was a party plan company, and I actually did a lot of what the party plan did, and went to all the meetings, the hotel meetings, and brought my friends and talked to all my friends and sold a lot of product. But man, I found myself outside the home more than, you know, I wanted to be home at night with my kids. And so one day I actually just went to my sponsor, and she was very high up in the company. She you know, had really, really fast success. And of course I had the whole comparison thing, and I was like, I'm not doing this fast enough. And she had risen to the top like in 4 months or something like that. So I went to her, we had some coffee, and I said, you know, who do you know in your organization that is doing online marketing? I know that there's got to be something there. There's millions of people online, and so I want to be able to learn how to do that. And she basically said, there's just no way. You know, this is a belly-to-belly business, and, you know, the way we've been teaching you how to do it is really the way to do it. And so I left there kind of disappointed. Thought, gosh, you know, I've got to be able to leverage my time, because my time was so limited with my kids anyway, working full-time. So I went online for the next few days and really researched it, and found there were internet marketers, people who were actually leveraging the power of the internet and finding people who were coming to them. And of course that just launched me into this, you know, all the information that comes at you, get on everybody's list, and of course that's how I found you and your team, and you were had some experience with it. And that's really how I ended up online and kind of leveraging the power of that tool.
So what led you to be thinking about the internet? Were you just, I mean, did you see something that made you think, wow, I could probably build this online? Or were you just, you know, brainstorming in your own mind, how can I stop going to parties? How can I stop doing that? How did the internet and the concept and the idea of it even enter your realm of thought?
You know, I really don't even remember. I really just knew that there were people online and there were people looking for things. And so I really had no idea if it was even going to work or if it was, you know, people were even doing it yet. Nobody had actually taught us in the company that I was with, taught any internet marketing at all. I mean, you had your company generated, you know, website, and that was it. But I don't know if it's just a hunch or a feeling or something, but nobody had ever told me about it. I knew I wanted to go online and find people who were looking for what I had.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so I wanna backtrack for just a minute and then we'll move forward because I wanna hit on these key points while I'm thinking about it. Number one, about your sponsor. She had really fast success. And this is an important point because a lot of times you can look at it two ways. A lot of times these type people, someone that's highly educated in a career that typically yields six figures already, blah, 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 blah. You know, we can go down the list of things. People look at those people and say, oh, well, they're on my chicken list. They're not going to be looking. I'm not going to call them or whatever. And then we hear about those people who do get involved. They have they have fast success. And then we go, oh, well, gosh, you know, it's easy for them because they're highly respected. They've got a big center of influence, et cetera. I want to take these two concepts and just quickly drive home a point for people, and that is exactly why you want to be contacting these people, because a big number of high-income earning but high-pressure job people, professionals, highly educated, that type thing, yes, they're making a good income, but you've probably heard that saying, some people have more money than time, and these people are looking for time freedom. So what that means to you is, should you introduce this to someone and they join your organization, how fantastic would it be to have them go quickly and rise to the top, even if they pass you, and you're their sponsor and benefiting from what they do. So I wanted to definitely point that one little key thing out to really look at that and think about that as anyone is editing their list and thinking, oh, I'm not going to call that person. Oh, they're already successful or that kind of thing, because that's a classic example of what can happen when you sponsor someone who is looking, has a strong why, and is highly committed and has a center of influence, because she probably did.
Yeah, she did, definitely.
Yeah, so that's a key point. And then I want to just kind of come back to the whole, you know, you going back to work and your husband staying home and that kind of reversed role, you know, how was that trying to balance all of it? I mean, that had to be a little interesting too. And I know, and the reason I want to bring that up is because there are more and more people who are in that situation. You know, it used to be that was kind of the really not the norm at all. And more times these days, I'm finding as I talk to women especially, who are out looking like you were, they're in that situation. So any insight you have to share about any of that and your transition back into the work world and all that?
Yeah. Well, I was definitely riddled with guilt because, you know, I just, as any mom and some dads, I'm sure, just you just find yourself living for your kids. And you know, when you're not there, you feel like they're, you know, they're going to fall apart, of course. But, of course, they didn't. And my husband is wonderful, by the way. He is a huge supporter of everything that I've ever tried or done. And he's, you know, a go-getter himself, and he puts everything he has into our kids, and he's very good at it. So, I mean, I know some people don't have that, but I did. And so, you know, the transition in that perspective was okay. But the guilt still was there, and, you know, I felt a whole lot of pressure as a woman providing for our family too, which I had never had to do before. And so I have, you know, a lot of, you know, mindset things I had to work on too. And of course my husband was there to help me and all of that. But, you know, it was definitely something I had to get used to, and definitely some, you know, I had to get rid of the guilt. The guilt was always there of leaving my kids.
Right. Okay. So back to the internet. Thanks for sharing that. Definitely. back to the internet. So you started down this, oh my goodness, path of taking things online, and like you said, boy, everything starts coming at you. But obviously, you've done as good a job as anybody does and can. I mean, you know, all of us have. I mean, it's challenging. I've been there, done that, as of you. Talk to us a little bit about that journey and kind of what that looks like for you, what it was like and what it looks like for you now.
Well, definitely in the beginning, you know, you're just devouring all this information because it's, you want to find the magic sauce, you know, the secret of doing it all and doing it right. And, of course, when you go online, there are tens of different people saying different things, what works, what doesn't, and so you're kind of thrown around like a rag doll. And especially in the beginning when you don't know anything about business, you have no clarity, you have no, you know what works, what doesn't. So, you know, I just my advice to anybody who is just not getting online is just find one mentor, because there are tons of ways that you can grow a business online, and not all of them are, you know, one's not right or wrong or anything like that. It's kind of what works for you. And just finding clarity and what resonates with you, you know, those, you know, three methods that work for you, you know, it's definitely, but I got stuck in the training. You know, I definitely just devoured it for months and months and months and burned the midnight oil and, you know, just thought I had to know everything about internet marketing. And really the simple key is just making sure you're talking to people where you're doing it, because I learned how, you know, HTML and website building and, you know, all the stuff that it's really, you know, you don't have to know to build a business, especially in our industry. And so I definitely got stuck in the training, which was a big no-no. Wasted a lot of time not talking to people. And I value all the information I got and all that, but I wish I would have just, you know, picked one thing and did it for a long time, for, you know, 9 days, you know, 6 months, and really, really got good at it instead of just trying to learn it all at once and not doing anything with it.
Okay, so let's elaborate on that a little more. When you say you got stuck in the training, a couple of questions with that. One, were you fearful to get out there and take action? Or two, were you trying to master too many things? Tell us a little bit about what exactly you mean by getting stuck in the training for too long.
Well, you know, I was just listening. You know, I'm sure anybody who's gone online, you can find all the internet, you know, quote, internet gurus and get on all their lists, and they're all teaching you different things. And so you don't know who to listen to. It can be very confusing. You know, I think one of the biggest fears is people don't want to waste their time. People, you know, I didn't want to waste my time doing something wrong. And so I did, you know, procrastinate and hesitate and all that stuff because, you know, I thought, well, gosh, if I put all my energy into this and it doesn't work, you know, that's not good. So I would go to something else and say, okay, I think this will work. And so that's what I mean by getting stuck in the training. And, you know, I think that was a mental block, too, of just, you know, I think you feel like when you're in training, you feel like you're working your business, but you're not. And so that was definitely something I had to get over and, you know, kind of figure out what was important and what was not and really focus on talking to people. That was the main key, especially when you have a full-time job. You have to, you know, 80% of the time you need to be talking to people. And I definitely was not doing that. So I tricked myself thinking that I was, you know, in training mode. I'm learning all this stuff. I'm really building, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's definitely not what was happening.
So I'm guessing that what you're saying is, yes, it's fine to go down the journey of learning how to build your business online and do all that. But while you're doing that, make sure that you're connecting with new people every day, however they may come, whether it's warm market or if you're buying leads or going to networking events or whatever, make sure that you're still out there doing that active prospecting while you're working on your passive marketing.
Yes, definitely. And I love the whole blog concept. I love that aspect of it. You know, that definitely takes time and takes time to grow an internet business like that for people who are actually coming to your blog and getting traffic and, you know, getting those leads. But in the meantime, when you first start, if you're not getting those leads, you're going to have to figure out another way to contact people, whether that's, you know, if you're a warm market, if you've gone through a warm market, of course, you can always get referrals from your warm market, too. That's kind of a myth that you go through your warm market, now that I know that. But you know, if you need to buy leads to talk to, you know, that's not sexy, you know, to go buy leads because, you know, you're not an internet marketing guru bringing leads to your blog, blah, blah, blah. But it works. I mean, I've signed people through, you know, buying even 25-cent leads. You know, I basically got in my head that, you know, these leads that are that I'm buying or, you know, or finding on Facebook, whatever, they're just people on the other end of the line. You just need to interview them, you know, find if they're looking open or not, and that's all it is. So, you know, because you can get online, and a lot of the internet guru people are saying, you know, buying leads is stupid, you don't need to buy leads, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have the time to generate your leads, then it's okay to buy leads. It's okay if you have to do that, and it works. It's a method that works that you just have to find how to talk to these people and go for it.
Very good. All right, so let's, you know, now I know that you've definitely settled into a routine for the most part that works for you, and in saying that, none of us ever totally settle in. We're always tweaking and testing
right.
and doing new things and all that, so by no means think I'm trying to shoehorn you into, you know, one specific thing. But talk to us a little bit about how you stay consistent, because you do work a full-time job. You do have a full-time family, three active boys, homeschooling, you know, a lot of different things, and you're trying to build a business. So what does that look like? Because, you know, I know you personally, and I know what your work ethic is. I'd love for you to share a little bit of that so the listeners can kind of get a feel for what that's going to look like, including the sacrifices and you know, what you do to make that happen.
Okay, so to really stay consistent, like you've always taught me, of course, is to keep your vision in front of you. I've actually made a book, and my kids and I actually, and my husband too, we sit around and we look at this weekly and make sure that we all know why, you know, mom's not sitting in there watching TV with everybody, or she stays, you know, an hour later after work. And, you know, so that it helps them to understand all that too. I mean, they're a little older, so of course they're always rooting me on. They're not, you know, two or they don't understand. But it's nice to have them, you know, involved in the vision of it all too. But I do. I sacrifice just some time. You know, time I don't go out with my friends near as much as I used to or date my husband as much as I used to. But, you know, I definitely have to find the time to weave it into my life. And if I have, you know, 15 minutes, or I'm definitely calling a prospect. And so, you know, basically what my day looks like is, you know, I work 8 to 5. So, and I live out in the country. So I'm on the road a lot. I can probably drive 100 to 200 miles a day commuting and going to my son's basketball and all that stuff. So I use, so in the beginning, when I first started, I really had to have my script in front of me. So I would actually stay in my car after work or go at lunch and use my script and learn, you know, how to talk to these people. And I only got good at it by doing it, you know, hundreds of times. So, but, you know, after you got used to it, you could pick up the phone pretty much anywhere you were, whether you're driving or whatever, and call leads. And so I used that time that I had on my son's in basketball. I'll sit out in the car instead of talking to all the other moms in there. I'll sit out in my car for an hour and call leads, and then I can go in and talk to them. And actually, they asked me, "What are you doing? You know, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm building my freedom business." So, you know, that's just a little sacrifices here and there, and that's kind of how I do it. I get up early. I'm an early person, so I may see 4:30 and in the morning, and you know, post some ads online or do whatever it takes, answer some emails, things like that. And then off to work and at 7, and then I might, you know, after work, stay an hour in my car or drive wherever I need to go and make sure that it happens every day and talk to people. And I don't beat myself up anymore. You know, I used to, you know, compare-itis that you get, you know, comparing yourself to people who don't have jobs. You just can't do that. You just do what you can and you embrace what you have and the time that you have, and it works.
How did you, like you said, you don't beat yourself up anymore. How did you, and you also mentioned having guilt when you first went back into the workforce. So how do you deal with, or have you had that, or maybe it's because you've done such a great job of communicating openly with your family and getting everyone on board and involved in why you're home an hour later. But, you know, that's the biggest thing that I hear a lot of times, especially from moms who are working, you know, I already have such a short amount of time to take 30 minutes or an hour extra after work to stop off and make calls is just, you know, crucifying. It's like, I can't stand the thought of doing that. So talk to us about how you have managed to find peace with that.
Because I know that, you know, doing a business, freedom business like this, is going to take less time away from my family than actually being away from them, you know, until I retire. So, you know, the small amount of years that I have to put into a business away from them is okay with me. You know, I just know that it's not going to take that long compared to what I'd have to do staying at a job. And so, and you know, my kids, and I think you and I have talked about this before, when your kids were little, you probably had a little guilt too, but you know, they don't remember that. You had got a sitter for them and they remembered it as being fun. And so kids are resilient that way, and they definitely don't care what, you know, our thoughts that we have about it. They know that you love them, and my kids know that I love them very much. And so you just have to kind of let that go. And, you know, going through a lot of coaching too, I've been through a lot of coaching, some mindset, things like that. And I just not going at it alone, especially in the beginning, you know, keeping your sponsor or your team or your side team or whatever, whoever you have, close to you and really sharing those feelings and things, it's going to make a huge difference. Just, you know, just not going at it alone kind of helps.
Yeah, that definitely does. I love that. So you think coaching is important?
Very important. Very important. Yes.
And personal development and all that.
Yeah. And it's funny because my kids have seen me, you know, get over all these fears that I've had to face, and you know, and the sacrifices I don't sit and watch movies near as much as I used to, or something, you know, things like that I like to do. And they see that. They see the work ethic that I have. And my son actually is getting ready. He's going to be 17, or he's 18. Going to be 18 tomorrow. And you know, he is at a point where he has to make a decision whether he wants, you know, stay in a job, you know, that works for somebody else, an employee, and or he can start a business like I did. And so he has, you know, picked a company and picked a mentor, and so, you know, it's carrying on this legacy also is so brilliant, and I'm so grateful for this type of business, because it is a freedom business, and it gives you this big self-development, you know, but these kids, your kids see you going through, so it's just invaluable.
Yes, it definitely is. Well, mm-hmm. Share a little bit of your vision. What's your vision for the future? What can we look for from you?
Well, I'm definitely, you know, I love building online still, and I'm always growing and building, you know, blogging and learning more about, you know, how to get out there with, that way. And so I'm definitely growing there. It's going, you know, slower because I do have to work a full-time job, and that's okay. But, you know, just looking to create an amazing business.
Great. What advice do you have?
You're
the same type situation.
Yeah. I do remember, you know, in the beginning, I can't remember what coaching, I've been through so much coaching, but I can't remember what coach showed me this or told me this, but there were eight things that you have to give up, you know, if you're going to do this business. And number one was doubting yourself. Negative thinking was number two. Number three was the fear of failure. Number four was criticizing yourself and others. Having negative self-talk, procrastination, fear of success, and, of course, people-pleasing. So if I could, you know, give any advice, would be get up those eight things, because those eight things are really what keeps everybody from moving forward and having success that they want. And, you know, not just in business, but in life.
That is great advice. I love it. Well, Paula, thanks for sharing with us. How do our listeners find out more about you?
Well, you can find me over at my blog, and that is paula-mckinney.com. I have to put a dash in there because there is another Paula McKinney in Florida who got my domain before me. But it's paula-mckinney.com.
Awesome. And that'll be in the show notes, too, for all the listeners. So if you don't catch that or you're driving or whatever and you want to refer back to them, you can refer to the show notes. Well, Paula, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Wow, you've got great advice. It's been, for me personally, so much fun getting to know you and watch your journey, and I know great things are in store for you. And thanks for inspiring our audience as to how they can make it happen, too, and really showing us the nitty-gritty and the nuts and bolts of what it means to be in the trenches before you've made it big, while you're still working a job and juggling all the things that we juggle, how to make that happen and stay consistent.
Thank you, Jackie. You've been an incredible inspiration for, you know, for me for a long time. So I'm just humbled to be able to be here with you and your listeners.
Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, and we will see you on the next show.
So some great stuff there for you. I hope you got a lot out of that. So let me just cover 5 action items that you may want to take after listening to this. First of all, realize that we all have circumstances that we must deal with, and you have to accept yours and find the solutions that will work for you. Most people start part-time while working, so if you're dealing with that, you're not alone. 2, never discount busy professionals or six-figure income earners, especially women. Many want to be home once they start their families. People like this often have a large circle of influence and can rise to the top quickly, just like Paula shared with her sponsor. Wouldn't you love to sponsor them? 3, please understand that the internet is a powerful tool, but it has its negatives too. It can be overwhelming, distracting, and not an immediate fix. 4, what are the sacrifices you'll make in the beginning? Social time with friends, date night, and so on. And 5, sit down with your family, have a discussion, and share your goals, plans, and how they can be supportive. Well, now it's time for our iTunes reviews and shout out. And I want to give a shout out to Erin from Oregon who shares this. Jackie is so authentic in her sharing and in her work in MLM. And this comes through in her coaching. No hype. Her years of experience come through loud and clear as she can anticipate the listener's fears and questions almost before they're asked. Erin, thanks so much. And you've been entered into a drawing for this month's free coaching. So yes, if you want to earn a free month of my Inner Circle coaching, you can go to iTunes. Just go to jackieomber.com/iTunes, leave your review, and I'll enter you into the drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching. If you have questions for the podcast, you can always ask those over at jackieomber.com/questions. And if it's been helpful, I would love it if you would, while you're at iTunes, as I mentioned, go ahead and give us a rating and a review. Also, you can tweet me with any questions that you have, and also tweet me and let me know where you're listening from. I'm just at Jackie Elmer over on Twitter, and I always love hearing from you. Any feedback that you have, any comments, suggestions for the show, don't hesitate to share those with me. This is your show too, and I want you to benefit from it. So it's Jackie Elmer. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Remember, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck in your business, and I'll see you on the next podcast. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.